Certainly, Congress has been on our mind. Everything that happened last week, you know, they played that charity game on Thursday night. The game went on, a big crowd at Nat Stadium, right there on the shores of the Potomac, where it rolls into the Anacostia River in D.C., and that was all in the wake of the tragic shooting at the Republican baseball practice, where many, many congressmen could have been and were targets. One, and along with staffers, was shot. What made this man snap, if indeed that's what it was? We're not going to ever know the answer. He was deceased afterwards. He was shot by the courageous police. But what made him, what I call flip, people flip out. That's not a psychiatric term. That's my term. What makes people flip these days? Is it social media? Is it their friends? Is it constant sensory overload? Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend, the doc, Dr. John Braccio with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think you just mentioned a series of things. I think there is a lot of sensory overload. I think people can be on the internet, and if they're angry about something, they can find people as angry or angrier. They can interact. They can kind of live in their own world within that anger and just have it build until it really turns into rage. And I think we're seeing there's people are really very angry. They get upset. I don't want to say everybody, but we are worrying about those that carry it to the extreme, to the point that they would shoot people, that they would be in a state of anger, that they would think that is the solution to a problem. And in his case, we could argue that, you know, when there are elections that come up, it just was an election. There was a lot of people felt bad about that. A lot of people are very happy about that. But in 2018, there'll be another election. If people really are concerned, they can really get up. Like there are two today, actually, one in Georgia and one in South Carolina, where there can be a change in the persons that, or in the political parties that have been the persons that were in those seats. So that's fine. That's the way things are supposed to work. And I think that's what we have to do if we're going to have a sane society, that when people get politically to that point, that's what they really have to do. They have to be more rational, plan for the future. And then there are also people that get mad just in general. They could be mad at the post office. They could be mad if they lose a job. They could be mad if whatever. And I'm afraid between Twitter and Facebook, just taking two, you can find a lot of anger out there and people that can just put things out. And then plus on top of that, with the 24-hour news and certain politicians and others, talking heads, we get a lot of catastrophizing, if you will. You know, if this happens, everybody's going to die, or the world's going to end, or everybody will be poisoned, or whatever it might be. And I think what it is is just people are often not trying to be rational. They're often trying to be dramatic and maybe trying to get the next news story. So people really have to, for themselves, for their family, they need to take a time out sometimes. I think they need to put their cell phone away for a while.
Unplug.
The news.
Unplug. Yeah.
And just read. Go to Looney Tune cartoons. Go to the Cartoon Channel. Go to things that, well, seriously, I mean, you know, Tom and Jerry, Sylvester and Tweety, those are a heck of a lot better than getting involved in the heavy anger and frustration I think too many people are carrying around with them, Dave.
You make a great point. I mean, on the political side, and you know this so well, there is a gulf between being interested and engaged and having your life defined by the daily politics. I mean, unless you are a politician or a staffer, if your life is defined by it because of your online world or how you're engaging with others, it's these days, I think you're asking for it. I mean, you're wading into a serious morass, and if you don't have the ability to gird yourself against what's coming at you left, right, center, well, there's not much center, mainly left, right, to your right and your left, you're treading in some very dangerous territory, just psychologically, the impact that has nonstop, unless you're a very strong person.
Well, and hopefully they're becoming more and more. I just find, though, that in this, like you said, it's a bifurcated world. People seem to have one view or another view, but they don't just have a view. They intensely have a view, and this is where I think we need to work on tolerance. We need to realize there can be two ways to do the same thing. But I do believe that politically, if we just take politics, I think elections come. If we're unhappy with something, we mobilize, we get ready, we try to bring in a person that we like more. We don't hate the person who's there. We try to bring in a person that we feel would be more consistent with how we look at things. And if we approach it that way, then we're not going to have the anger and feelings that we have. But I also feel that too often on 24-hour news, and I'm not knocking anyone in particular, but there are people trying to be sensational. People bring on talking heads that seem to be able to get a lot of rating, but often they may be just instilling anger, frustration, or some negative feeling in someone. If people need to think for themselves, and you're best to think for yourself by just trying to get sources of information from different places, different views, and often really just sit down, relax, just listen to some music, a little Mozart, never hurt anybody. You know, you might like something, whatever you might like to listen to. Just breathe in, you breathe out, you just relax, you work on a little self-hypnosis, you work
on... I'm feeling better already.
And you work on loving your family, getting around loving, caring people, and just looking for the positive in life. If you want negative, you can find it anytime you want. But if you want positive, you have to choose positive things to be a positive person yourself, Dave. And I think there's way, way too much negativity, which is going to the extreme of some people that are out shooting people, blowing things up, whatever it might be. You know, religion ought to be something to make you more loving and caring. Being a human being ought to make you a more loving and caring person. And what we need to do is, when we run into conflicts, we run into situations, we have to look for solutions, ways to make ourselves happier, and recognize that we ultimately do control our life, what we think about, what we do, who we see, what we do. All these things are things we have more power. If we don't like a job, there's so many opportunities now to pick up certificates, find new ways to train, go on the internet for that, that this is a time of exciting, buoyant times. Like, I'd love 20 of me to be around at 18 so I could just enjoy watching all 20 of them go into different things.
Because you are so optimistic, and it's a great quality. But you also are leading me to think that you believe that some of the people here with the anger issues are kind of who need to break away, are enslaved by this at times.
There's no question. If you're an angry person, it controls you. You know, if you're always thinking things are bad, like Benjamin asked me when before we started talking, he said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm in a great mood today." And then he said, "Well, is there going to be some rain?" I says, "Well, I really don't know. But if it rains, that'll be okay. I just know right now everything looks good and I'm in a good mood. And I wouldn't even mind some rain today." So I guess what we have to do is try to deal with life as it comes along. But again, another one of my mother's quotes that I love, the optimist and pessimist have the same frequency of air, but the optimist is so much happier in life. And I think that is a very, very true statement. Well, but anger and rage are really, they're far more destructive on the person who has those than the person or thing that they're mad at.
I believe you with that. We'll leave it there for today. But I do want to say this. I like being optimistic too, but I have listeners who connect with me who say, okay, where do you get your news from? Where do you follow? Well, who do you follow online? And I tell them, everybody's different that way, Doc. But whatever you do, don't look at it as my side versus your side. Be skeptical all the way around. But be wide read. But be skeptical. I think that's a good way to be. It also diffuses what you would say is that anger mechanism as a general skepticism about whatever you're seeing out there. Make it past the test. Because there's a lot of things that come right at you and say, this should enrage you immediately. And sometimes it can. You got to be skeptical.
And you need to find things that take your mind off things. How does that sound? In fact, just as an absolute extreme, I just got a book here. Just got this in. The German General's Talk. This was by another general who named Lindell Hart, who interviewed a number of World War II German generals, just getting their views, not in terms of Nazi, but just in terms of political war, call it what you will. And that's just a thing that just struck me as interesting, so I wanted to read that. Now, the point being, while I'm reading something like that from 70, 80 years ago, I'm really not going to be focusing and worrying on exactly what's happening today. I'm interested in what's happening today, but I do feel it's important to find other things. I also was reading a book on that's called the Brigada. You know, this was with the Cuban group that the failed attempt to overthrow Castro back in 61. This was with John F. Kennedy was president.
Sure.
I'm just mentioning a few offbeat things that just happened to catch my attention recently,
right. Yeah.
In terms of reading. And I think you ask what people can do. Well, they can look at a history book, they can listen to music, they can study something. We don't have to be in politics. We don't have to be into hatred. We don't have to be mad about things, and we don't need to find things to make us mad. We just need to find things that make us have a happy life. And remember, anger and rage destroy not only the person, but they also destroy family members that they love. And I don't mean killing, but they can really put a real damper on their personalities, on who they are, and how they develop as personalities. Those are things to get out of the way. If you have trouble dealing with hurt, as an example, someone can hurt your feelings or something, you can deal with that. Not that anger can't be a good thing, but if you carry anger and rage and things around, boy, you're going to be an unhappy, dysfunctional person. So let's work on being positive,
right.
Find things that put us in a good mood, and with a song in my heart, you know, just move forward and find things to make you happy.
Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, drjohnb.com, the website. Always good to talk to you, Doc. Great words today.
Great talking to you, Dave, like always.